preview.
All right, there you go. Episode 27. Yeah, you can take that one off. There you go. 27 of Mainline Marlins. I'm by myself today. Obviously, this is not Winker over here. Winker has decided that he would rather chase balls around a tennis court. Or I think he's actually at the Miami Open. I don't think he's actually the ball guy, though. Maybe doing something else. But volunteering over there and happy to be outside and enjoying the weather and the tournament, which we missed last year. So talking about Marlins, yesterday fell 5-3 to the Mets. Castano did look good in 6 Ks, pretty decent outing, 3 2/3, 5 hits, 3 earned runs. Miguel Rojas's bat starting to come alive with he had a nice 2-run bomb. I think we had a really terrible call on Brian Anderson. What should have been a home run got called foul. Now, look, if it's regular season right now, that thing's definitely going to get looked at multiple camera views. But I looked at it at a couple, and I thought it was a home run. That would have been a 3-run bomb, and we win the game. But unfortunately, Paul Campbell comes in, gives up 2 solo jacks, 1 to Lindor, 1 to Davis, and then takes the loss. That guy's a Rule 5 guy with Zach Pop. I actually think that Zach Pop should have a chance to make it. Otherwise, these Rule 5 guys go back to the team that they came from. So I'm feeling pretty good about Pop after that Tommy John surgery and the recovery. On a bright side, Pablo Lopez pitched the B game rather than face an interdivision rival in the Mets. We don't want to give away all his stuff, and I'm sure he's got some secrets and things he's trying to work on. But he pitched great over there on the B side. We won that game 1-0. However, Marlins slipped to 10-5. But we do face the Nationals tomorrow in a night game, 6:05 start. Sixto Sanchez coming back. He was great the last time. He's going to be going against Fetty for the Nationals tomorrow night. So that should be a good one. Here's some really good news. And I know everybody has been waiting to hear about the television contract, about the broadcasting contract. Finally, that got done. Bally Sports Florida, which used to be formerly Fox Sports Florida, reached an agreement with the Marlins to broadcast all 162 games. It looks like, the original contract that they had was $20 million. This is going to be more than double that, somewhere in the $50 to $55 million range. Hopefully that transfers into some extra roster money, which would be awesome for us to pick up some marquee players along the way as we, get through the season. So let's just go over the team that's going to be doing the broadcasting. Paul Severino, Gabby Sanchez, Tommy Hutton, Jeff Nelson, JC, Craig Minervini, Jessica Blaylock, Kelly Sacco, who's been on here, Cliff Floyd, an ex-Marlin as in his first time, and then Jeremy Tache, also a first-year guy, doing all the social media stuff. So I think it's going to be awesome. And then here's a really cool thing that we're going to do on Friday. I've got this kid. He's from Jackson, Missouri. He's a seventh grader from Eugene, Oregon. He's going to be joining us from Arizona to talk everything about the Cactus League baseball out there. He's a big Kansas City Royal fan and a Padre fan, but he's an aspiring broadcaster, and we Mainline Marlins are just going to give him go ahead and give him his first reporting assignment. That's going to be Friday at 11 a.m. our time. So he's going to have to get up early, 8 o'clock Arizona time, to give that report. But that should be a pretty cool report. So, look, Thursday, 6:05 start, 6-0 going on the bump. Should be another stellar outing for him as he gets ready. Let's see how many innings he goes. And that's it that we've got today. I think we're working on getting some really good guests in for next week. I know that Lee Sterling is going to come in and talk about odds to win the World Series and some other stuff as far as baseball betting goes, and be able to kind of educate the fans and you guys how to how to bet a baseball game and what to look for, and then if it's really worth taking a flyer on the Marlins to win the whole thing this season. So here we are, already 27 episodes in the books. Thank you, Denise. Let's just go ahead and close it out. Preview.